You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity. For a full program schedule, go online to ckuw.ca.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns. And I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we've got new and recently released music from Sam Platts, Candy Jenkins, and more. You'll hear beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Liz Anderson, Porter Wagner, and others. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
On the wrong side of town, and the
She took me in like a puppy from the cold. But like the devil, I'm afraid she bought my soul.
Wish I'd learned to run before she made me crawl. Harold McIntyre with Before She Made Me Crawl from his 1980 record, Area Code 705. Red Folkart covered that song, I think in the 90s, maybe the early 2000s. And a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada called Sean Burns and Lost Country. Yeah, we do that song fairly regularly. I cut it on my 2023 record, Lost Country. That's just what it is. Some lost Canadian country music. Written by Larry Code. Larry Code was a singer and a songwriter, a musician, record producer. Might have even dabbled in management. And was, a central figure in the career and the life of Harold McIntyre, the fellow who had that regional hit with the song. I probably told you this before. There's a good live video of Harold on the Tommy Hunter Show recording that song. Now, speaking of lost Canadian country music royalty, if you pay attention to that kind of thing, I'm sure you heard some news recently. And I got a message the other day from a listener named Robert, who said, I'll read you this message right here. He said, I'm sure you've heard that we lost two legends yesterday, Al Briscoe and Larry Delaney. I know for a fact that they were both fans of your show. One of the last songs that Larry wanted to listen to before he passed was Harold McIntyre's Before She Made Me Crawl. Would love to hear a tribute to these legends on an upcoming show. Thanks for everything you do, sincerely. Thank you for that message, Robert. I got it in the inbox on June the 5th. Larry Delaney, he was an important character in Canadian country music. If you've been following along with this kind of thing, remember the Country Music News magazine, newspaper. It ran from 1980 to 2012. It was co-founded with Larry Delaney and another Ottawa Valley country music name, Neville Wells. I think it was originally named the Capital Country News, but it became known and loved by many as the Country Music News. Larry Delaney was a photographer who took thousands and thousands of photos. He was an 11-time recipient of the CCMA's Country Music Person of the Year Award and an inductee into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, in 1989, and the Hall of Honor in 1996. In 2022, he was awarded the Impact Award from the Country Music Association of Ontario as a builder for all the work he did promoting Canadian country music and the artists, and the releases. Larry Delaney passed away June 4th, 2026. He was 83 years old. Say rest in peace, Mr. Delaney. Now, my relationship with Larry is a bit complicated. He shared some things on his Facebook page. He was regularly sharing old photos and stories and links. And when I put out my Lost Country record, which is, all the covers of the regional country music songs that I unearthed, he was pretty good about sharing it. You know, he shared a thing on Danny Eddy and then mentioned my record, and he shared Harold McIntyre and Before She Made Me Crawl and Scotty Campbell and Souvenir and all these, the stuff that I covered and the folks that I was paying tribute to. He was sharing that too. And, we talked about Larry Code here a few minutes ago. He's not in the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, and that is a damn shame. Harold's not in the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. Joe Firth isn't. Paul Weber isn't. pretty sure Anita Paris is not. And all these people have not got their due. They've been ignored by the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. And my last interaction with Larry, I was very critical of his position. I said, you, as a dues-paying member of the CCMA, only people who are paying their dues in the club can submit names for nomination. I said, it's all fine and good that you're behind your computer sharing these photos and these old stories, but what are you doing to ensure that these people are not forgotten? And then, I probably came at him a little harder than I needed to. And then I just got absolutely roasted by his family and some friends. And it was jarring. And then I ceased communication. And, you know, maybe I could have gone about it a little differently, but I was still pretty hot on the heels of the Lost Country stuff. And I was wanting the recognition for these people. And I thought that Larry could, you know, have some power and some sway. And so that's what happened. As for Mr. Al Briscoe, often referred to as Canada's steel guitar ambassador, truly, played on a ton of records, like an impressive amount of high quality country music and otherwise, artists and records and live, and then was in the business, and maybe, I think it was a music store that he owned, and I know a lot of musicians had done business with him, and a lot of up and coming younger steel players spoke highly of Al. He'd call him for advice to trade gear, to sell gear, whatever the case may be. And then some people were burned by him in business. I remember, he's a name that I remember early on. My father absolutely hated the guy. And I don't think, you know, he appreciated his talent as a steel player because he was sour on his business dealings. But whatever the case is, we say rest in peace to Al Briscoe too. An important figure, central figure to the pedal steel guitar in Canada these last number of years. All right, folks. It's important to pay tribute to these folks. I really think it is. Speaking of paying tribute, I've been talking on and on and on about Gary Stewart. I finally finished that book. I said I was listening to the audiobook of I Am From the Honky Tonks. And it's a good and bad thing, you know, when you're in that zone. Like, I was, you know, as a fan of Gary Stewart, but as I got deeper and deeper into the story and the book, I became even bigger fan. I've been on this huge Gary Stewart kick. I got a few records the other night at Dooley Records, Gary Stewart stuff. I was very happy to find. And, you know the end of the story, but it's the in-between stuff, you know, that kind of, you know, doesn't shine the brightest, most positive light on the person. Not the musician, on the person. And some of that was hard to hear and hard to learn. But when I get to the end, you know, culminating to the end, you know how it ends. You know, Gary takes his own life. And you know how it's going to end. And I'm down here in the basement cleaning up. And I just erupted into tears. You know, I knew it was coming. But it was devastating the way that it all leads up to the end. And the last things that he wrote in his notebook about his wife, and it's making me emotional just thinking about it. I will do a proper Gary Stewart tribute show at some point. You know, as this book gains more popularity, more momentum, there's more unearthed Gary Stewart music being released. It's very exciting. This one I've always loved. And one thing I learned in the book, he said, there was a time for many years in the Texas dance halls that any band you'd see would end their show with an empty glass. From the 1988 record, Brand New, here's the king of the honky tonks, Gary Stewart, with An Empty Glass, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show. Every night I'm in some bar. Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
You're fighting for our land to keep it free. I'm just counting days till you come back to me. I've become a downright stay at home, it's true. To my friends. I'm just a fool who has no fun. But I'm happy being true till you come home. To the landlord, I'm the occupant, apartment 34. To the mailman, just a number.
Pack there some beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers, the great Miss Liz Anderson with a single from 1967, To the Landlord. And before that was Diane Lee with Keep the Home Fires Burning, released as a single in 1968. Some lost Canadian country music there for you. Kicking it all off, the king of the honky tonks, Gary Stewart, with An Empty Glass, co-written with Dean Dillon, and found on the 1988 album Brand New. I cannot recommend that book, I Am From the Honky Tonks, by Jimmy McDonough, enough. It is fantastic for any music fan, especially a country music fan. Certainly anyone with any interest in Gary Stewart. Man, just, you know, genius talent. Just gifted. Just blessed and gifted with immense, immeasurable talent and potential. And there's one other thing in the book that said, and he said, you know, everything I had in music, I've gotten music, I got without even trying. So I'm going to start trying, you know, towards the end of his life. It's like, wow, imagine if he had been trying all that time. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show, episode number 107. With me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me this week. I went on and on there in the beginning, but, you know, for good reason. So let's cut right to it here. I got a 5-pack of some new and recently released music. Sam Platts released a new single the other day on June 12th called Right Where I Belong. And I think in the post it said it's the final single from the upcoming album, and it's the title track. And they've all been great. And he recorded it with Tommy Dedamore at Cherry Ridge Recording Studios in Floresville, Texas. Every time we've played one from Sam, I've gushed on and on about it, and for good reason. This one's no different than the others. Beautiful country music from Sam Platts, Right Where I Belong, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I grew up with my father's band. They taught me how to be a man. Feed his family with a song. I guess I'm just a guitar picker, trying to get to nowhere quicker, trying to be just right where I belong. Right where I belong is a place just down the road, or maybe 100 years back in time. It'll always be a part of me, but I couldn't get my songs off of the ground. I'd take on life with a smile, but treading water ain't my style. I always move along before I drown. Right where I belong is a place just down the road, or maybe 100 years. Right where I belong is waiting down the line.
him cry. Driving around last week or so with an empty truck I don't have alone. I don't care to tell you the truth, I think I might be dying. And it's trucker speed, Benzedrine, Percocets and Phetamines, Black Beauties and West Coast turnarounds. When the coast is clear, I drive with my knees. I mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's GILMORE guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
It's the bottle talking when you say you're mine. It's the bottle talking that make the love light shine. but your heart is empty. It's the bubbles in your wine. I remember, darling, why I set you free. I cried and begged you to let the bottle be. But you love that bottle better than you love me. You used to say you love me more than anything. That you need that woman to come back again. It's the bottle talking. Teardrop shine, but your heart is empty as the bubbles in your wine. Shine, but your heart is empty. It's the bubbles in your wine. Yes, your heart is empty. It's the bubbles in your wine.
Hi, this is Charlie Marie from Rhode Island, and you're listening to Boots and Saddle.
Chasing dreams and sorrows. Now I see beyond my beliefs. I'll just go where the river flows. Right in the line between living and dying. 'Cause we've only got today. What a beautiful sight. Now I know it's better to let go, leave the rear view behind. Right in the line between living and dying. 'Cause we've only got today. Okay.
coat, white wine. I know you're trying to kill the pain. You just don't look like the kind to hang around a cowboy bar. But honey, since you're here, let me introduce you to a little roadhouse atmosphere, a broken heart in a honky-tonk, neon blinking all night long. Sad song on an old jukebox, cold beer and tequila shots. Until the sun comes up, a broken heart in a honky tonk. Well, I know I'm just a simple man who ain't got fancy taste. Girl, would you be sitting here if you weren't looking to escape your world of uptown problems and some man who done you wrong? I'm so glad you wandered in. Ain't you glad I grab a line and a pickup truck, a radio playing Merle and Bob. You and me until the sun comes up, a broken heart in a honky tonk. Neon blinking all night long. Sad song on an old jukebox. Cold beer and tequila shots. Grab a light in a pickup truck. Radio playing Merle and Bob. You and me until the sun comes up. A broken heart in a honky tonk.
Los Angeles, that's David Serby with the title track to his new record, Broken Heart in a Honky Tonk, released on May 29th. We heard one from it a couple weeks ago, and there you go. You get the title track right there. Some California country music, some barroom, rock and honky tonk from David Serby. And before that, from Rhode Island, an unconventional location for a beautiful country music singer, but it has produced one. For sure, Charlie Marie with Kankamangus, so is that how you say it? Kankamangus Highway from her new record Signs, which was released on June 5th. We heard from Charlie last week, and we're going to hear some more from it. I did a little research that Kankamangus Highway, New Hampshire Route 112, is a legendary 34.5-mile national scenic byway stretching between Lincoln and Conway, New Hampshire, winding through the White Mountain National Forest. It is world-renowned for its hiking trails, cascading waterfalls, and spectacular fall foliage. Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds nice, actually. And before that, we heard from the Pendulum Hearts with It's the Bottle Talkin', their new EP, Trio Grande, released on May 27th. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Pendulum Hearts. Before that, we heard from another artist brand new to me, like the Pendulum Hearts, was Candy Jenkins with Trucker Speed, released as a single on June 5th, a Fred Eaglesmith cover. Now, I got to say, you know, I heard it, and I thought, I should save this for a cover song episode. I mean, it occurred to me we just did one not that long ago. But who knows? You know, those ones are always relatively easy to put together. But I really liked it. I liked it so much that I thought I got to share it. And yeah, there's a lot of great Fred Eaglesmith songs out there. That one is actually one of my favorites. And when I first, you know, I don't know, Fred Eaglesmith cover, I don't know what you think. I know there's some Fred Eaglesmith fans out there. Some of you probably loved it. Some of you might not have. I don't care. I liked it. That's why I played it. Before that was Sam Platts, The Right Where I Belong, released as a single on June 12th. Forgive me, I can't tell you when the record is coming out. I'll do a little digging around, but you know that we're going to hear probably the whole damn thing here on the show. Big fan, beautiful country music from Sam Platts. Great plan. Great songs. Looking forward to hearing the rest of it. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Speaking of new music, I haven't mentioned this yet. A little shameless self-promo. In 1 week from today, Tuesday, June the 23rd, the very first single from my upcoming record with Lost Country is going to be released. The record is called Better Off in Time and Other Songs for the Dance Floor. It's coming out on September the 18th. The first single comes out a week from today. It's the opening cut on the record. It's called Glory For Me, a song that I co-wrote with my friend Skinny Dick. Skinny from Lethbridge, who came and produced the record. He also cut this song on his debut solo album, Get to Know Lonesome, five, six years ago. Our versions are definitely much different. And I wasn't even going to record the song, but Skinny was peppering me, just pressuring and peppering. You know, you really should do it. You really should do it. I really think you should do this one. You know, he was being a good producer. And man, was he ever right? Turned out so well that I thought it should be the first single. There is a Spotify pre-ad link, pre-save link, whatever. I'll pepper that around. If you're interested, check it out. You're not going to hear the song on this show, but you'll probably hear it on a couple other ones. I got some good support. All right, let's throw to some beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. These are some tunes that, you know, have been rolling through my brain, rolling through my mind, and listened to them last week, and it's time to get this one on. It's time to get this one on. I love this 1967 album from the great Porter Wagoner, The Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's not a hardcore honky-tonk song by any number, but it's a nice country music one. If I could only start over, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Now if I could only start over and have a new life to begin, oh, I wouldn't live like a rover and drift like a leaf in the wind. 'Cause I'm dreaming tonight. Slip through my fingers while foolishly searching around. But if I could only start over, I know you could settle me down. 'Cause I'm dreaming tonight of old sweethearts, and believe me, I've had quite a few. About you, but I never dreamed of old sweethearts the way that I dreamed about you.
Oh, yes. Come in, Thomas, tell us more.
If again you were just mine, the sun for me would always shine. Though fate had ruled that we must part, you're still the keeper of my heart. Now down upon my knees, I pray that you'll remember me
always
when we're many miles apart. You'll be the keeper of my heart.
Ah, Herbie. Keep and I will always yearn for the love that once was part of the keeper of my heart.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Located at 329 5th Street South, for over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing. There's a pair that I've been meaning to get to. Not going to have time to get to everything I planned this week, but close enough. Single from 1948 was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Keeper of My Heart. Beautiful vocal performance from Tommy Duncan. And Porter Wagoner kicked it off with If I Could Only Start Over, from the 1967 album The Cold Hard Facts of Life. Great country music record. Spectacular album cover as well. Friends, we got time for just one more here for you this week. We're going to go to Laura Lee McBride, who also sang some lead vocals with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys once upon a time. I'm not sure when this one came out. Maybe sometime during the 1980s, research would suggest. I'm not sure. Released as a single, you're going to hear a nice one called Mended Broken Heart. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those get updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can read or subscribe for free. A paid subscription is also available. Email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, music submissions. bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Once again, brand new music from Sean Burns and Lost Country next Tuesday, June 23rd. The single Glory for Me will be available everywhere. And I hope you'll take 2.5 minutes and check it out. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
You gave me back my heart in pieces. Now all the world can see the creases on a mended broken heart you never wanted from the start. Oh, this mended heart will never break again.
That looks like that's about all the time we've got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Tune in to CKUW 95.9 FM for dialogue, Gravel Roads to City Lights, every second Friday at 8 a.m. I'm co-host Kaylin Spain, and we facilitate conversations bridging rural and urban Manitoba on hot topics.
And I'm Mary Ann Sorelli. In May, we'll be hosting interesting guests on topics as part of the MayWorks Festival of Labor and the Arts. May 8th, we'll be hosting Susan Prentice from Winnipeg and Katie McInnes from Clearwater, Manitoba, to explore what it's like being a working mom in rural and urban Manitoba.
On May 22nd, we will host Bea Brooke, the president of Canadian Labor Congress, and Fred Tate, longtime National Farmers Union activist. This show is called Following the Money on Food Cost Inflation. I'm sure you may be concerned about food prices these days. So join us on May 22nd. See you then.
Hey, you're listening to CKUW